The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
We're on a long road coming to this point. My ninth year, I finally won something, I guess, but... we're super lucky to have the group we have. I know it's super cliche, but such amazing people on this team. Everyone's literally brothers with each other, so we feel super blessed. We couldn't be luckier to have a group of fans like we have. I'd like to thank everybody in the team organization, and hope we can do this again one day. So thank you so much.
No rest for the weary, no rest for the winners. What was it, 1 week ago? 1 week ago, the parade, right? The echoes of that parade have not even quieted yet. They're still being felt, and yet the schedule's out. And the Avalanche start up on October 12th. They'll open up against the Chicago Blackhawks, which means training camp is about 2 months from now.
That's ridiculous. But you know what? Such is life. You know, you sign up, you play it, you sign up for it. Boy, I tell you what, I mean, some of these guys... Well, some of these guys, health-wise, won't be ready, right? I mean, the bruise on Chewy, I mean, that guy may be in oxygen 10 till January, I would imagine.
But how much time do you guys really need off before you start to kind of get the itch to get going again?
Well,
you're talking about 2 months off. Do you?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably enough for hockey players. I mean, football players need a lot more time off because it's just more... physically challenged.
Oh, jeez. Still.
As you know.
Still.
As you are well aware.
Still want to die on that hill, huh?
As you are well aware of.
Oh, yeah.
So much more physically.
So much more demanding. Challenged. So much.
So 2 months is probably the right amount of time.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Edmund sends it for Colton. Has to be careful up high. Edmund put it on net. Beautiful stop. And on the rebound as well. Kemper denied.
So... reports yesterday that Joe Sakic met with Darcy Kemper's agent.
Okay.
And there was also an NHL Network report that indicated that the two sides are actually pretty close to getting a deal done. What does it say to you that Darcy Kemper was the first real free agent that Joe Sakic went out and started negotiating with?
You won a Stanley Cup with him. And obviously, we all sat here and speculated that it was more severe. His injury was more severe than anybody gave credit for. You know how hockey likes to hide them right up until the point you win the Stanley Cup. And then they want to spread out how injured you were. You know, I mean,
both that is teams, interesting, isn't that, it?
Both teams did that.
Yeah.
I just found that a little bit soft. But anyhow, whatever. But I think they probably grew in admiration and respect for Darcy Kemper based upon him not seeing the puck well and him just, I mean, being a human shield. I mean, there were so many times that either on television or I'm at the game going, dude, he is just flailing around. He can't see it. But I think they probably grew in respect and admiration because I think he was dealing with a lot more than any of us gave him credit for. That's how I feel.
Okay. Are you okay with signing Darcy Kemper if it means you can't bring back both Kadri and Nichushkin?
If they feel that strongly, if Joe Sakic feels that strongly about what Darcy Kemper did and what he did for the organization, then yes.
Oh, hey, in these days right now, of course, in Joe we trust.
Yeah.
Kind of like back to those days when John Elway could do no wrong as a general manager.
Right. Yeah.
And then it all fell apart.
Gosh, it did fall apart, didn't it?
But I don't hate him. As I have erroneously been portrayed as hating. I hate Elway.
With my heart.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Bellinger, you know, went down and dug out a fastball for a base hit. Lux hit a ground ball. Right, just in the right spot. That's baseball. I mean, Lux is hit. Just eluded Mac and, you know, with the shift, got by Jose. And then Betts hit a top. But that's baseball. I put the ball in play.
Yeah. That's baseball. Put the ball in
just
play.
Put the ball in play.
Mm-hmm.
That's baseball.
Yeah. Something we don't do often enough.
Bud Black's,
put the ball in play.
Bud Black's Rockies got swept in L.A.
Yeah.
Newsflash. Stop me when you have heard that before. Rockies struggle in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. I remember
they took 2 out of 3 from them here, and you knew that was like better. Yeah. Enjoy that, because
that was fool's gold.
That won't continue.
That was fool's gold right there.
How did Iron Man do last night? Did he play, or did he get like a day off after a first dinger? Let him enjoy that. Oh, he played.
He just
0 for 3.
Well, I mean that you get a dinger like that, you put all that power into it.
Your $182 million guy that you brought in to be a massive run producer batted second.
Uh-huh.
He's a table setter.
He's a table setter. Oh, he's got warning track power, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no! We suck again!
On to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks.
Hope the beds are good in Arizona.
A battle for last place. Next on The Morning Brew.
Mayfield, decent protection, and he overshoots his intended receiver and Robert Alford with a pick.
Baker Mayfield indeed traded to Carolina, which means the Panthers' job is now a battle between two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Yes.
Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Not. Things are not trending well for D-Mac's Hall of Fame 5. See, Rosen, Baker, Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore just seems really reluctant to give Lamar Jackson a long-term deal.
Right.
Boy, we got a Jackson 5.
This is going to be a heck of a comeback to get three of these guys in the Hall of Fame, as D-Mac predicted would be the case.
Yeah. There's a real faulty D-Mac went on a tirade yesterday.
Holy smokes, the dude's on vacation.
Right.
Man, just relax. You're on vacation, and we got Russell Wilson. Let it go, man.
Right.
Let it go.
You know, the thing I found interesting is how the quarterback position is weighted, right? You got to take Fields. You got to take Mac Jones. You got to take one of these quarterbacks because it's so weighted. And then all of a sudden, when they fail, it's no longer weighted. Well, 40% is better than zero. You know, that was his, like, your khaki pants strategy. None of those guys have started. None of those guys were expected to be Hall of Famers. None of those guys were expected to be franchise quarterbacks. None of those guys, like, if you get one, that, like, none of them cost you anything. None of them set your franchise back. None of them take you a 3 or 4 or 5 year investment. None of them do that.
You don't hold on to them longer out of some desperate attempt to try to get it to work out when everybody knows it won't.
Right. So I would say, yeah, zero are big time starters in the khaki pants category, but none were expected. Like, so if you're going to weight it and value it pre-draft, then you damn well better weight it and value it 3 years later after it fails, because it costs your franchise.
That'll do it for The Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.